Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about how nature supports mental health. We all intuitively know that being in nature makes us feel more peaceful, but why? So first I'm going to talk a little bit about the physiology of depression. Your hypothalamus gland in the brain is responsible for the body's homeostasis or balance with the outside world. It regulates a bunch of functions including body temperature, thirst and thus fluid balance and blood pressure, hunger, sleep, sex drive, bonding, fight or flight responses to threats, and mood. The hypothalamus is one of several structures included in the brain's limbic system, which is considered the seat of the emotions in the brain. Depression, whether organic or caused by an outside event, is associated with an overactive hypothalamus. Neurotransmitters, which are chemical messengers in the brain associated with the hypothalamus, are primarily serotonin, which is the feel-good neurotransmitter most often associated with the treatment of depression in the form of SSRIs, and the catecholamines, which are a collection of neurotransmitters including dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. The latter two are also together referred to as adrenaline. Depressive symptoms are typically associated with deficiency in serotonin and catecholamines or both. Here's how being out in nature can affect those levels. So the brain responds to sunlight by producing feel-good serotonin. Studies show that the brain produces more serotonin on sunny days than on overcast days. But what we all probably know best about vitamin D is that it, too, is produced in response to sunlight exposure. Plenty of studies show that low vitamin D levels are also connected with depression, and when vitamin D is given orally to depressed-deficient individuals, depression lifts. It turns out that vitamin D also independently boosts both serotonin production and blocks the breakdown of serotonin, much like SSRIs do. So sunlight is like a 1-2 punch. It produces more serotonin directly, and it also produces vitamin D, which in turn makes more serotonin and also prevents that serotonin from getting eliminated. This might be part of the reason why vitamin D receptors are also present in the hypothalamus, in the area of the brain that is primarily associated with depression. Okay, so then I'm going to talk a little bit about green spaces in a second, so why it is that specifically being out in nature can help us aside from just the sunlight. Let me pause for a second for a word from our sponsors. I want to take a moment to thank the sponsor of Christian Natural Health, Let's Get Checked. Let's Get Checked offers at-home finger prick testing for commonly deficient vitamins D, B12, and folate. Vitamin D is very important for immune function, protecting against acute illness and autoimmunity. It's also critical for your mental health. What you might not know is that even if you're getting a lot of sun, like we are in Arizona this time of year, many of us are still low. That's because the process of turning sunlight into vitamin D takes 48 hours and requires the oils on your skin. So if you bathe daily, you're interrupting the process and you might still be low. Vitamin B12 and folate, which is vitamin B9, are best known for their role in the methylation cycle, which is one of your liver's 6 main pathways for detoxification and responsible for, among other things, activating all your happy neurotransmitters. They're also important for energy. Word to the wise, if you're taking B12 or folate in supplement form, stop a couple days before you get tested, as otherwise you'll get an artificially inflated result rather than a true read of your levels. You can order the tests for all three, no doctor's order required, at tryLGC.com/CNH. You'll get a package containing lancets for your finger and a test tube for the collection of a small amount of blood and a prepaid label to ship it back. Once you receive the results, if you've got any questions, you can speak to a nurse practitioner on their team. Again, that link is tryLGC.com/CNH and enter coupon code CNH20 for 20% off your order. All right, back to the show. Okay, so welcome back. Green spaces. There is more to being out in nature than just sunlight. One study shows that connectedness to nature profoundly affects overall vitality and psychological well-being. Specifically, green spaces and abundance of birds are associated with decreased depression, anxiety, and stress. Green environments have also been shown to both improve self-esteem and mood, and even more so when the environment also includes water. Even if you can't actually get outside, bringing nature indoors can have a soothing effect. Another study shows that surgical patients with plants and flowers in their recovery rooms have lower levels of pain, anxiety, and fatigue. Even listening to recorded sounds of nature can decrease anxiety and depression. Nature has a way of giving us perspective on our lives that we might not have had otherwise. One study shows that natural environments cause participants' focus to shift from extrinsic aspirations, which have to do with earning, doing, going, and acting, to intrinsic aspirations, which have to do with being. Why does nature have these effects, aside from the direct and indirect neurotransmitter alterations from sunlight? We still don't know for sure, though I wonder if it might have to do with the fundamental Schumann resonance, which is the frequency of the Earth's vibration. So the Schumann resonance fluctuates based on the density of the Earth's ionosphere, and it fundamentally hovers around 7.83 hertz, which is a similar frequency to the alpha brain waves, which are between 8 and 12 hertz. Alpha waves are associated with calm focus, with relaxation, and with reduced depression. So being out in nature may thus act to tune our brains to a calmer frequency, the frequency of the Earth itself. Green exercise alone is considered to be a powerful natural antidepressant for mild to moderate depression, probably because it raises catecholamines as well as endorphins, but combining exercise with being in nature or green exercise is even more effective than either one of them alone. Green exercise can include hiking, biking, walking, jogging, kayaking, canoeing, and a myriad of other outdoor activities. Exercising in a gym is good, but getting out into nature is better. So bottom line, if you're struggling with anxiety or depression, getting out into nature and especially engaging and outdoor activities is a great way to raise your vitamin D and improve your neurotransmitter balance. Nature also encourages calming, mood-lifting alpha brain waves. Combining a green environment with the feel-good catecholamines and endorphins of exercise is a really great way to hit a mental reset button. So as usual, I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. All of the studies are linked there. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.